What is up, space pirates? This is your captain, the ever-charming Dr. Disaster, and it seems we've detected another Sweet Baby Inc. game. They are learning in the game development industry just how persistent Sweet Baby Inc. detected can be. We are truly becoming the Eye of Sauron. It's funny to me how every time we discover a new game that needs to be put on the Sweet Baby Inc. detected list, these developers freak out. I thought we were just a sad little group of nobodies, but apparently not. Apparently, these game developers actually think it's a big deal when we focus on them, because once again, we've discovered another game that Sweet Baby worked on, and immediately the developers of that game began begging Cabrutus Rambo not to put them on the list.
Begged. Like a dog.
Sweet Baby Inc. Detected is working. We've got him on the run, folks. Alright, me hearties, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done it yet, and also, follow me over on Twitter, my handle there is DrDisaster1. But let's dive on into the news. We have another game being put on the Sweet Baby Inc. detected list. This time, it is Flintlock Siege of Dawn, developed by A44 Games. Here is the tweet from Cabrutus Rambo explaining why he's putting them on the list. If you don't know, of course, Cabrutus Rambo is the founder of Sweet Baby Inc. Detected. Anyhow, he says, "Hey guys, I added another game to my curator list. The game is called Flintlock: The Siege of Dawn, and as shown in this physical copy of the Edge magazine, it involves Kim Belair, the Sweet Baby Inc. CEO. I have waited a bit before deciding to add this one because a dev from Flintlock team reached to me through my mail stating that they eradicated the Sweet Baby Inc. part and basically remade it completely. And you know what? I gotta butt in real quick and say that's pretty decent of Cabrutus. These people on the other side of this conflict constantly try to brand us as these horrible, horrible monsters, but truly, deep down, we just don't want to support games that push a worldview that we disagree with. Or really, we just don't want to support games that push any worldview. We just want to play games. We want to be left alone. It is as simple as that. We don't want to give money to people who hate us. Is that so bad?
You're sick! You're evil!
Yeah, there's no arguing with these people. They are moral purists. Back in the 80s and 90s, the enemy of gamers were these hyper-moralists. These days, it's basically the same thing, but with a different group of moralists. It's coming from a different direction. I mean, look at what these jackasses did at the 2024 Game Developers Conference.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every time you want to feel sorry for these people when we boycott their games, remember that clip. Remember them screaming against the patriarchy or whatever they're supposed to be screaming against. These are cultists. These are wackos. There is no reasoning with them. And we will all be better off when they go freaking bankrupt. But anyhow, continuing on with Cabrutus and what he said in his tweet, at this point, together with my staff, I have decided to give them the chance to prove this, allowing us access to the game pre-release and asking their manager to have a conversation with me. they openly refused on both points, leaving me without any way to confirm what they were telling us. This doesn't speak very well about them, so yeah, new game on the list.
You leave me no choice but to declare you excommunicado.
And take a look at the image that he linked as well here. This is from the physical copy of the Edge magazine, and you can see in this paragraph, which is highlighted, it says, "For Flintlock, it was Topps Harjo who brought on Kim Belair, the Montreal-based narrative director who has advocated for better representation in stories as a means of bringing new and exciting ideas to games. She took the wonderful base layer Derek had, the world, and just elevated it." Of course, in this instance, when they say she elevated it, what they actually mean is that they took their world that they created for this Flintlock game and made sure that it was DEI flavored.
Oh, that's nasty.
But look at how all of that is worded in this magazine. They are clearly quite proud of what they're up to. Their relationship with Sweet Baby is thrown out there like a press release. But now they've come whimpering to Cabrutus Rambo. Please, please, please don't put us on that list. Yes, Sweet Baby Ink Detected is working as intended. You can tell by the way that they respond to it. They are shitting their pants because these AAA games work on such a thin margin, they can't afford to have 300,000 plus people being told not to buy their games. And yes, that is where we're at, folks. We are over 300,000 people that have signed up for this Sweet Baby Ink Detected Steam group. If you haven't signed up for it yet, you should. I will leave a link in the description that will show you where to go to add yourself to this curator list that Cabrutus Rambo has created, which is making these people piss their pants. But yeah, so now these AAA developers are left with the choice of whether to sin against the Church of Wokeness or whether to suffer financially and possibly go bankrupt. Now, we are learning that A44, which developed Flintlock Siege of Dawn, fired the chief operating officer who brought in Sweet Baby Inc. And we are also hearing rumors that the CEO is gone from the company as well. If they truly are washing their hands of this wacky, woke shit, that would be a tremendous win for us. But I am still not buying any game that was worked on by Sweet Baby. I will not buy Flintlock. These people have to learn the hard way. But I'm going to leave it there. Once more, the name of this game is Flintlock: The Siege of Dawn, developed by A44 Studios. Do not buy it. Tell me in the comment section what games you will be playing instead of this piece of shit, and we will laugh about it there. Thanks for watching, me hearties. If you haven't already, your captain is inviting you to subscribe to the channel and become a part of the crew. Life as a space pirate may not be glamorous, but there's always plenty of good.